The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, she's got a lot of things on her mind to talk about. She's taking care of her voice, so you know that she's not gonna shout now. So get your headphones ready to hear what it's all about.
We'll
have no fun, cause your Crimmins podcast comes out today. We'll have no fun, cause your Crimmins podcast comes out today.
No fun, the Jen Kirkman podcast. This is not an episode, but don't you pause or turn this off, because you're going to lose some valuable information. So, not on purpose, but this week on Thanksgiving, there is a new episode. And last week, there was a new episode, but they are Patreon only. Now, I didn't do that as some kind of sales shenanigans. It really had to do with not being able to get the episodes to my producer in a timely manner, which gets it to this network that you listen to it on by a Thursday morning, or more likely Wednesday night. It's been a crazy 2 weeks with the job I'm working, where we like wrapped on a show I was writing on, and then I had shingles, and now I'm away with family on Thanksgiving. And so it was just kind of a weird weeks where I hadn't done the podcast too far in advance, and I wasn't able to get things out to my producer to get a free version to y'all. So I just went, oh, you know what? Screw it. Like, I can put it up raw on Patreon. And so last week's episode was Patreon only. If you join at the $3, $4, or $5 level, this week is, I believe, a $5 level episode only. That's kind of how it goes with usually the last Thursday of every month. So, but here's the deal. Black Friday savings right now you can get if you go to my Patreon, patreon.com/JenKirkman. The link is right there in the show notes. It is the only show note today, in fact. If you click and you sign up for Patreon, you get 16% off. That is the most that Patreon allows us to discount. I don't know what 16 is all about. Who cares? But if you join annual membership, that you get 16% off. So you do the math. You really do have to do the math. And you can join at $3, $4, or $5 a month. Of course, the less you pay, the less episodes you get. The more you pay, the more episodes you get. You can get 2 a month, 3 a month, or 4 a month. So there you go. If you wanted to hear last week's, it was a super long 90-minute episode. This week's episode is not as long, but 60 minutes. And so anyway, so there you go. So you will have, I'm ADD theater right now. Like, I'm trying to listen to what I'm saying, but I didn't write down in advance what I was saying. So I hope you enjoy this little message from me to you. Happy Thanksgiving to all who celebrate. I always think it's weird when people say to all who celebrate. I feel like it's a way to cover up for things like a holiday that, you know, a lot of people maybe feel some bad feelings about celebrating, since it's all a lie. Happy Thanksgiving. That's not cool anymore. Oh, to all who celebrate, to all who celebrate. Anyway, but if you decide not to join the Patreon at the annual thing with 16% off, no problem. We'll see you back here next week for the free version, and you still get 20 minutes of no fun, and you will get one every Thursday for the rest of the year, including that holiday week. So there you go. Not leaving you in the lurch on the holidays, except for this week and last week. But there is an episode if you wanted to join the Patreon. So again, click the link below. You can get 16% off. It begins once you hear this, once this has gone up, and it lasts until through Cyber Monday until about 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So Cyber Monday is the Monday after Thanksgiving. It used to just be called Monday. Am I right? Monday the 28th. So Monday the 28th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, this deal goes bye-bye. But as of right now, it's still up for Black Friday week. This is all so gross with all of these words I'm saying. Anyway, I hope you have a wonderful whatever you do. And if you don't do anything, I hope that's even better.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One of my favorite Thanksgivings was one that never came to pass. It was a few years ago. I actually wasn't feeling well, and I stayed home and watched movies. And that was fun, except for the not feeling well part. But there was one Thanksgiving where I had been on tour, and I was working a full-time job at Chelsea Lately, and I was busy, busy, busy. And we had Thanksgiving off, you know, Wednesday through Sunday, and I did not fly back to see my family. And I, not in a sad, depressed way, I literally wanted to lay on the couch and watch movies. I had all of these movies that had not come out in the theater yet that you get because you're in the Writers Guild and all. And I'm like, so I'm going to watch all these like potentially nominated movies, are all good quality. I'm going to lay on the couch. I lived down the street from Cantor's Delicatessen. Not Cantor's. That's in, it is in LA. Sorry. That's confusing it with Katz's. Yeah. So Cantor's in LA. I was going to order Thanksgiving food, like all the sides, like mashed potatoes, you know, stuffing, cranberry sauce, whatever. So my friend who has a husband and they have a kid, and they always were trying to include me in family time. And I'm like, I'm not in your family though. And she's like, you can't stay alone on Thanksgiving. It'll seem fun at first and then you'll feel sad. And I was like, I know I won't, because I was in a relationship, but an awesome life. It was just like the person I was dating was like going to do something with their mom. And I was like, I don't feel like joining. And he was like, that's all good. And that was local. And he was like, if you change your mind, you can jump in with us. I was like, great. I had friends doing something. I was literally just burnt out. Like, it was literally working 80 hours a week, including travel. And I was excited to lay down on the couch. And my friend was like, no, you can't. She's like, we're having a huge Thanksgiving. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, do I need to bring anything? Because I was going to order from Cantor's. I can just order less and bring some to you. No, we've got everything covered. And I'm like, okay. So I bring like, I don't know. I definitely brought some wine, but I think I maybe brought like some rolls or something. And I get there and my friend was like, oh, well, I don't know. Maybe, like, she looked at me like, what do we do with these? And I was like, oh, rolls. You know how like it's part of Thanksgiving, like a roll, bread, you know, maybe get, you know, bread, you know? And she's like, for sandwiches tomorrow? And I was like, yeah, let people do that, right? They make leftover turkey and cranberry sauce and mashed potato sandwiches or something. And she's like, huh, I never thought of making sandwiches with this before. I'm like, why is she going so, she never thought about making the next day after turkey sandwich before. But also, they weren't for sandwiches. They were these mini rolls that you eat on their own and you melt butter on them. Well, the reason she was so confused is she didn't make a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. She made a kale salad with quinoa and some shrimp. That was the Thanksgiving. Just a big bowl of that with some kind of chilled gazpacho to start with. I could not believe. So that's why she was like, "What would we make? How would we make a sandwich out of this the next day?" You wouldn't. You wouldn't with your godless Thanksgiving and whatever the fuck you just did. Like, I never thought that when someone goes, "Oh, just come over, we have everything," that I would have to be like, "Can I just ask a quick question?" Seeing as you dragged me out of my home on Thanksgiving, and I told you I was going to order a full Thanksgiving meal from Cantor's, did it ever dawn on you to be like, "We don't have a traditional Thanksgiving"? Like, when I said, "Well, I was about to order from Cantor's," did you ever think, "Oh, I should let Jen know that we're having kale"? Like, I should just let her know that's probably, unless she thought that's what I'm like. Okay. So that is my worst Thanksgiving ever. But it was a Thanksgiving that never was, which is ordering sides from a restaurant and watching movies. So I hope any of you are getting to experience something like that, as opposed to the former example of showing up somewhere that was a 40-minute drive, by the way, and being served kale, cold soup, and a child that I have to basically babysit the entire time. Okay, see you over on the Patreon should you decide to join. You get that 16% off. Or until next week, have fun.